134. A Journey to Shangri-La. Having carefully planned my itinerary, I found myself in Shangri-La, a jewel on the map of the world. The most delicious crops are grown all the year round, as water is abundant and farmers are able to irrigate all the crops they wish to grow. Housewives use earthenware jars to carry water from the canals to their homes, as they have done since time immemorial. Most of the fruit that is not eaten when it is ripe is made into delicious jelly. A truly beautiful place. And yet, after a few days' stay, I found some things that were irritating. One of the major problems concerned the many itinerant men from places like Afghanistan, many of them jewelers, selling fake jewelry at inflated prices. This caused a degree of jealousy among the local population, many of whom were clearly becoming quite irritable. They would jeer whenever they saw one of those alien visitors in their clapped-out cars that would jerk to a halt in the marketplace and issue copious amounts of soot and smoke in the process. This kind of ethnic rivalry is clearly a serious issue that is placing economic growth and development in jeopardy. If only it were possible to isolate the precise cause of what irritates the locals so much and jars on their psyche. If only one could issue some kind of sensible decree mandating harmony and understanding, and pull this senseless jealousy out with one big jerk.